Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
We are going to turn our attention to a very interesting industry. And really, we've been hearing a lot of stories about, you know, adapting and sort of changing your business model and how it's really no easy feat.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work and effort to revamp a company, especially during this COVID-19 period. Many businesses have been forced to look at the way that they operate, their business model, and try to make some changes because they have to survive this pandemic.
Actually, I've got an interesting question. What do you think? Should a business take the risk and change their business model, especially in times of uncertainty?
Yeah, it's a great question. Oceanus Group, in the last few years, has fine-tuned its business model along the aquaculture FMCG value chain, and it's also ramped up its operations. So there are examples of how you can do this.
Yeah, and they've also been recognized for their strong ability in seamlessly diversifying its business beyond being a one-product, one-country type of company. They've created new revenue streams for long-term sustainable growth.
Yeah, it's a real case in point. Oceanus has successfully grown and widened its business segments, with its presence now spanning across more than 10 countries. So why was there a need for them to do this?
Interesting. And will they be looking to change up their business model again because we're going through this COVID-19 pandemic? Well, we'll find out more from Peter Koh, the CEO of Oceanus Group. Peter, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. And good morning, Manisha.
Thanks so much for taking the time this morning. So a little bit about Oceanus Group Limited. Understand that you are a global premium seafood and FMCG value chain manager, and you've been listed on the main board of the SGX ST since May 2008. Could you share more about Oceanus? What's the mission?
Well, I guess our mission is very clear. I mean, like our mission says, is sustainability today for the security of tomorrow. So it's both meant for the food aspect as well as for the shareholders' value. And for us, it's always been that keep us moving.
Yeah. Well, give us a little bit more on sort of the character of Oceanus, you know, what you guys do. And there are people who want to understand what aquaculture actually means.
No, actually, aquaculture actually is a lot more than just some farmers actually going to grow some fishes, I guess. Today's in aquaculture world is a lot different from, like, say, 10, 20 years ago. I mean, if you look at it, in the early days, it's like, you know, aquaculture is basically, you're talking about some farmers. Today, the thing is actually evolving. You're seeing a lot of younger people coming in, and you're seeing also a lot of science and technology into aquaculture and agriculture as a whole. So I would say the whole landscape has changed properly because, well, I guess it's a lot of countries start to see food security as one major importance, unlike in the past.
Peter, you bring up some very good points, and I got to admit, I do take this industry for granted. Could you share a little bit about how Oceanus' business model has evolved over the years? What's the current model like?
So ever since we came out from our successful restructuring back in 2018, we know we are still very vulnerable. The fact that because we are just basically doing farming of abalone in China, and that's about it. And just like Singapore back in 1965, we know that we can't actually rest by our laurels and just not do anything. And we realized that the only way for us to actually move forward and to change ourselves and to be relevant in terms is basically to start to grow the business, both the fundamentals and to build solid foundations. And that's where we actually introduce our four pillars of growth, mainly aquaculture, distribution, service, and innovation. And to stick to that fact, actually, it's also because of this evolve that we have actually made right from 2018 after our restructuring that helps us to actually minimize the impact on a company on this COVID-19, which we can see a lot of companies are in a lot of situations.
Well, I'm so glad that you brought that up, Peter, because we wanted to ask you about the impact of this pandemic on Oceanus. What has the impact been? And also, does it mean that you're going to have to evolve a little bit more once again?
Well, I would say that the impact on Oceanus is very, very little. In fact, I would be surprised if we would turn out even doing better than last year. The fact that we actually took into our accounts that we have to change, like what you said earlier, we cannot be a one country and one product company. So we evolve and we actually have moved beyond what we used to be. The fact that if you look back in this whole COVID-19 stuff, it started in China back in the early part of the year in January, February. Now, the fact that we are no longer just focusing in one country today, that helps us in the early part of the years that we have businesses that is outside China that is still continuing. Now that the rest of the world are kind of in a lockdown and China is opening up, and that again helps us again because our operations in China right now are moving and well, the rest are slowing a little bit. So in that sense, because of our diversity, as well, both in terms of geographical as well as in our industries, it kind of helped us to actually avoid this whole pandemic in a way that it would have been a lot worse for us.
Yeah, that seems to be a lesson that's emerged for a few companies, actually, that have operations across Asia, and it was the need for diversification. Would you say that's been a big learning point out of this pandemic?
Oh, I would say it's a huge learning ground. I mean, to be honest, it's like I remember when we came up from our restructuring back then, I told all the shareholders in one of my AGM, I said, look, we cannot stand still and do nothing now that we are out from the restructuring. The fact that if we don't evolve, we will eventually be back to square one. And I say, and I asked that one question, I remember clearly, that I say, look, what if China goes to war one day? And I remember all the shareholders laughed. And I told them, I mean, as much as you guys are laughing about it, and I too agree that the possibility of China going to war is almost unlikely. I would say it's 99.99% it won't happen because they are not going to destroy whatever they have built over the last 20, 30 years. But the fact that we say that, I told everybody that there's still this 0.001%. No one can almost absolute guarantee this won't happen. And because of this mindset, the management and the company has always put in place preparations for us that in the event of any adversities and all this stuff, and that's what we are doing. Well, I mean, looking back on the hindsight today is that, well, our preparations does help us, maybe not because of the war, but because of the COVID-19 that, of course, we didn't expect then. But the fact is, we expect that maybe something bad happened, and we've been telling ourselves every day how to evolve, how to bring. Now, I personally feel that for any businesses, be it agriculture or aquaculture or any other businesses, I guess it's for any entrepreneur or any business that comes into the market, they have to start asking themselves how do they be relevant in the event of any adversities and everything, and stop complaining, but rather really look into how to solve a problem. And I guess that's what Oceanus is doing from day one.
Yeah, that's really good advice. We're speaking with Peter Koh, the CEO of Oceanus Group. Peter, could you tell us a little bit about your partnership with Season Hong? Why did you decide to partner them, and how's it been going so far?
Well, Season Hong, well, like I say, we have this four pillar of growth, and one of its distributions. And Season Hong's actually part of one of the pillar that we are actually looking into distributions. And the fact that Season Hong has been around in the market in China for over 40 years, and it has all the distribution channels and the network in China itself. So for us, it's basically this cooperations with Season Hong will actually help us to jumpstart our distribution network in China. And basically, it's also to capitalize on their experience and their network over the last 40 years.
Okay, but to clarify, does that mean there's more emphasis on distribution, or it's just a case of these guys will help in terms of distribution in China?
No, really. I mean, it's two things. First and foremost, I would say, if you're saying that, would there be an emphasis on distribution or those guys will help? No, I think the key is we're going to emphasize on the distributions, and with them coming along to be a partner in China and probably also looking into Southeast Asia, it will help us with a lot of the know-how that they already have. But are we, as a company, emphasizing on distribution? Then the answer is no, because we have these four pillars. So our focus is on the four pillars on all the different structure of the globe. So it happens that today, because of Season Hong, this distribution is giving a bit of a highlight and so on and so forth.
Sure. Okay.
We're speaking to Peter Koh. He's the CEO of Oceanus Group. I'm trying to get the pronunciation correct here. Is it Oceanus or Oceanus?
But it's, I mean, Yeah.
What would you say?
Some call it Oceanus and some call it Oceanus. So
okay.
Honestly.
It's all good. All right. Well, what I wanted to ask you, Peter, was about your early days as CEO. I mean, you have quite a bit of a backstory. You came back out of retirement to get Oceanus back onto, or Oceanus back on track. And you had to deal with things like riots at the farm. And tell us the story.
Yeah. Just like any instances when you are actually in the area whereby you're especially so when you're in aquaculture or agriculture where your operations is mainly on the countryside and you deal with the regular folks. So a lot of things that we do here in Singapore, it actually doesn't resonate back over in countries, especially in all these areas. Things that actually make a lot of sense to us may not at all make much sense. I mean, I'll give you an example. For us, we're probably the only farm in the whole area that actually do sustainability in terms of cleaning the water before we discharge it out, making sure that we got third-party contractors to clear up the rubbish and all this stuff. These are generally unheard of, and if appropriate for the local context, they look at it as, in, why are we doing all these things? It's a waste of money. Now, I mean, this is just an example, but when you're saying that the riot and all this stuff, especially you're talking about first there's a mismatch in terms of mentality, plus coupled with the fact that in the early years the company is really in a pretty bad position. I mean, well, we have owed a lot of the staff their salaries and we have owed a lot of creditors their payment and all these things. So all this kind of coupled with the anger and all these things is not helping the situation at that point of time. So when myself and my team and we actually went up there in the early years, there was quite a little bit of challenge, especially coming from a city and from Singapore, whereby everything is rule of law and everything is very orderly. When you're going to another place there, somewhat is a wake-up call, it's a learning experience for us.
It is indeed. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We have been speaking with Peter Koh, the CEO of Oceanus Group. Peter, you take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you. You too, Alit, and Manisha as well.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.